Welcome to Rumike Talks podcast. I'm your host, Konstantin Starodetsky. This is a space where I interview professionals from the entertainment industry and discuss popular film-related topics with my co-host
and producing partner, Rumena Dinevska. Our goal is to help and motivate aspiring filmmakers to get their films made.
Enjoy. Rise to a challenge. That's my favorite phrase. When someone says, hey, Konstantin, rise to a challenge, it just fires me up. I just want to go out and just tackle it. So, dear listeners, rise to a challenge. Pick the one that is right for you. Is it filmmaking? Is it writing? Is it something creative, or is it something not necessarily creative, like a Spartan race, for example? Any challenge is great, because the beauty of any challenges is that they usually have the beginning, middle, and end, meaning that you'll be able to finish what you've started. And the finishing what you started seems to be the major problem these days in the world of social media and distractions, because you just start something and then you start doing it, and then in the middle of it, you just kind of drop it because you get distracted by something else, something new. But once you sign up for a challenge, that's a commitment. You not just commit for yourself, you commit for others, because usually challenges surround other people as well. So, Romke, what's another important part of rising to a challenge?
The other important part is to be excited about your challenge. So think about the excitement of the challenge. For example, the challenge for me this year is my ballet performance.
Yeah, June 3rd.
Yeah, and it really is a challenge, because now it's not just another class. It's an actual performance in a theater. And, you know, I paid the registration fee and I committed to this thing. I go to the rehearsals and stuff like that. And I'm excited about it. But so think about the excitement of your challenge, because that's what's going to motivate you to put your full attention into it, to put all of your creative and physical resources, abilities, whatever it is, to complete the challenge, which usually, if it's a real challenge, will have a deadline. Like my performance, you know, we have a deadline that we need to meet. We need to be ready so we don't embarrass each other. And especially like when you're working in a group, the whole group depends on you doing well, you know, so you don't want to do bad because there's other people in the group. You're all working towards the same challenge. And that's also the exciting part. It won't be a challenge without a deadline. So the deadlines are a very strong motivator. The best way to get things done is to have a deadline. Have a set deadline until when you need to complete this challenge. And maybe another good tip would be to have some stakes, right? Like I mentioned for my performance. Well, one of the stakes is really a personal one, embarrassing me, or like if I don't know the choreography, you know, I will screw the whole group. So, and you don't want to do that. So even if you have some stakes, whether for yourself, whether for your group, whatever it is, it will really help you work on that challenge and meet the deadline.
Deadlines plus a strong motivational meaning behind it, that's what makes it happen. That's what makes the challenge. That's what makes it so exciting. And what I would like to add is, don't get paralyzed by analysis of all of those things that you can do. There are a lot of challenges out there these days, as well as a lot of distractions. So when there are too many challenges, they become distractions in and of itself. So don't waste time picking the best competition, because there's no such thing as the best challenge. There's no such thing as the best anything, really. It's all highly subjective. So don't worry about it. Just pick something which deadline is closest to you, so you don't have a lot of time to overthink it. So you can actually start generating all of your energy into the challenge. Great challenges are usually free, so it will eliminate 90% of them, because everyone out there to make money. So, but there are a lot of challenges that don't make money off of the people who participate in challenges. They make money in other ways, which is the best type of challenge for people who needs a challenge. And once you found the challenge for yourself, commit to it. Commit like to nothing else before. Spend more than 60% of your time on that challenge. Because you know what? that's what you should be doing anyway for things that you love to do, the things that you're passionate, the things that you have skills for. But this is kind of like an experiment. So you can spend even 80, 90% of your time on that because you know that this is a challenge and it has an end. So it's going to be a short period of time. So you will be able to see what how much you can do if you actually spend 60, 70, 80% of your time on the challenge that is related to the things that you love to do. Imagine. Imagine how much you can achieve. Don't worry about spending all of your time on that forever because it only lasts for the duration of the challenge. Rumki, what's next?
Community that you will meet, the support of the people that you will meet during the challenge is also very exciting and is very important because you're surrounded with the with people that love to do the same thing that you want to do. And just that whole energy, the meeting so many great people that you both share the same passion for and you're working towards the same goal or challenge, if you will, is just so inspiring. And it's the thing that will push you forward. And I mentioned previously with my ballet performance, you know, like obviously I care about those people. I care about us as a group, as a whole. So that's why I am always pushing myself to meet the challenge so we all look great. Another reason why I show up because I love the community we have. So whatever challenge you pick or competition or whatever it is, if it's, you know, they have those 2-day, 3-day make a film challenge, competition, whatever, which are a great way for someone to really practice making a film. Yeah, you're going to be in a group of people, you know, and you need that team support to make it happen because we know that it's insane to make a movie in 48 hours, but it is possible and it will prove to you it's possible to take on a challenge and meet the deadline and finish the thing, you know, that you want to do. Embrace the communal energy. Even if the goal of your challenge is just to be with like-minded people, that's also another wonderful goal, just to meet wonderful people along the way. When you go run a marathon, I mean, I assume there's not many opportunities to talk, but sometimes you do and you meet lots of amazing people, right? And just the whole spirit that you're all here chasing the same goal is really what motivates you.
And remember, one of the best feelings in the world is a completion of a challenge. And now it's time to move to the obsession of the week portion of the meeting. Rumki, what is your obsession?
My obsession of the week is this lovely, amazing film called Cinema Paradiso. I recommend this film to any lover of cinema or filmmakers that do want to make movies, but anyone really who truly loves films. I don't know how I haven't seen it until now. I always knew about it. I kind of had a sense of what it is about, but I finally like decided, okay, let's watch it. We must watch it. And Constantine's already seen it, but he was willing to watch it with me for a second time. And it's just so beautiful. Highly recommend for people to watch it. What is your obsession of the week?
Oh, my obsession of the week is Burbank Public Library. And I can tell you that everyone must get a library card because everyone must read. And it's not my words. It's the words of this little guy. Read.
Ooh.
Because this is the way. This is the way. I'm a patron of the several libraries, Burbank Public Library, LA Public Library, LA County Public Library, New York Public Library, and Yonkers. Shout out to Yonkers. Anyone from Yonkers, it's my second home. specifically to Nick and Karina, who were my host family when I first arrived in Yonkers.
Yeah. Support public libraries.
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, leave 5-star rating and review because it really helps us to produce more episodes so you guys can hear more interesting stories about films and hear new guests from the entertainment industry. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Rumi K Talks podcast. You can find the show notes at rumik.com. I'm your host, Konstantin Staradetsky. My producing partner, Rumena Dinevska. See ya.